How are you today, Mayor?
Doing well.
I think we should do the
Good
show
this morning.
Yeah, we should head do the show from the beach. I think this morning.
At least the library lawn.
Exactly. Really delightful. Well, in keeping with tradition, you were at the city council meeting last night to present next year's proposed city budget.
That's correct. Yeah, fiscal year is coming to a close, June 30th, and the new budget takes effect July 1. And under the law, the city council has 45 days. To act on it. They must approve it before June 30th, so we always go in with a little extra time, usually the first Monday of May, and last night was that evening. And I'm certainly proud of the budget and proud of the team, department heads, city employees who work so hard, but you know, there's a lot of communities around us that are struggling, Joe, and a number of them are putting Prop 2.5 overrides on the ballot just to have a maintenance budget, not talking about a new school, not talking about a new project. So we're in a good place. I mean, we still have plenty of excess levy capacity. We're not near a Prop 2.5 override. We're not doing any layoffs. We're not doing any program service cuts. So we're in a pretty good place right now, and that's largely due part to the development and activity that we've had, which feeds the engine, as I always say. You know, it's the fuel that feeds the engine, keeps things going. So, no, it's a good year, and we have to be mindful because, you know, I think that the state's going to be tight for another year or two, and, you know, the economy is still a little iffy out there, and so we're being smart, being lean. We did add a few items, move some things around, but overall it's a pretty lean budget, just under $424 million with city budget. And then, of course, we don't really talk about them, but the sewer enterprise fund and the water enterprise fund also get submitted last night.
Right, and those are self-funding, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. The increase is coming mostly where, Mayor?
Well, I mean, this is going into the last year of all the city unions, so personnel costs, 3% raise across the board, final year and the three-year contracts that we had. That's the bulk of the cost, honestly. Because education, police, and fire, those are the three big budgets, so they absorb more of the costs. I did talk a little bit last night about the importance of what we did a few years ago with the pension obligation bond, that we struck at the right time. We got a 2.62% interest rate on fully funding the retirement system. Now, we bonded that, but the beauty of that is if we had not done that, Joe, this budget would be $26 million more just to fund the line item that the retirement board request would have been. So I can't emphasize that enough. It was a brilliant move. I'm grateful to the council that they supported at the time and the municipal finance team that did an excellent job on that. So that was a huge, huge budget changer.
The debt service for the city, Mayor, are you comfortable with that level?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I am. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Joe, infrastructure projects were kicked the can down the road for years. And I'm not picking on anybody, but it's tough to make those decisions. But we've got over 80 municipal buildings. As you know, we talk about it. We got hundreds of miles of water lines, sewer lines, drain lines, roads. You know, we have a lot of infrastructure needs. And that's one of the other things I often talk about. You know, talk about debt service. When they do the rating on the city, Joe, they look at not just what you have for money in the bank, what are you investing in your capital assets? And if you just let the capital assets go, that's a knock on the, some would think that would be a good thing because you're building up money, but you're not taking care of your assets. You're putting off and creating a liability down the road. So it's important that we continue to maintain those assets. I'm perfectly comfortable where we're at. And the debt service number is higher because of what we did with the pension obligation bond. Mm-hmm. That was $475 million. But as I just described, the impact it's had on the regular budget going forward, it's estimated about $180 million in savings over the 20 years. So, the debt service looks high because of that. But, you know, we're fixing roofs and boilers and windows and school buildings and firehouses, building a new police station. We're replacing water mains and sewer, relining sewer mains and so forth. So it's not like we're running off to the Caribbean spending the taxpayers' money. It's all investment going right back into the community, setting the city up to be in a good place long term. The old saying, leave it a little better than you found it, and that's our goal.
One, I guess, notable addition, a new Department of Grants Management. So I wonder if you could explain what that is.
Yeah, certainly. We've had a few people working in grants. We've had it funded in different ways over the years, some of it by ARPA money. But essentially, there's a lot of grants out there. And, you know, we've gone through COVID. We've gone through ARPA. But there's grant programs all the time, and we need people just to focus on that, writing the grants, applying for these grants, and it results in millions of dollars coming back to the city, so it more than pays for itself. In fact, I would suggest that some of the smaller communities didn't get the monies that they probably could have enjoyed through some of the federal money because they didn't have people that were working it all the time. And it's not only getting the grant, Joe, it's then compliance, making sure you follow exactly what the federal or state guidelines are, submitting the reports, and if the government comes in to do an audit, you handle the audit portion. So it's really important for a city our size to have a department such as that.
Yeah, I know that's very important when the CDBG funds coming into the city over the many, many years.
Well, you know, Congressman Lynch announced, you know, he had some earmarks. One was money towards a firehouse. Well, if I didn't have this team writing those grants, providing him all the information and tools he needed, we wouldn't get that money. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very important to have some people at the table.
Yeah. How much would this new department cost, Mayor?
I don't have it in front of me, Joe, okay. But it's probably in the 300,000 range.
Okay. And number of personnel?
3.
Okay.
Yeah.
You also mentioned, I know, last night proposed mayoral salary and city council salary will be introduced in a separate order. So why was that?
Yes. No. Yeah, we'll do that in the next meeting in a separate order. We'll bring them in as an ordinance. And because I wanted to talk about the budget last night, mm-hmm. and I felt that that would have just dominated the discussion.
Yes,
so I just assumed give the budget its fair due, and then we'll come back in and address the other issues.
Okay. Does that also have to be completed, though, by the end of the fiscal year?
Not necessarily,
oh, okay.
But if it's included in the budget, it would be.
Right.
It would be. One thing to note on this, one is, you know, some people were all riled up. You know, there was an outside consulting firm recommending a range.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't picked a number yet. I can assure you it's not going to be the numbers the press has been talking about.
Okay.
But you need to do, if I went to the council with a number, then the question would be, well, how'd you come up with a number? You know, where's the backup? Where's the study? So no matter how you do it, it's not easy to do. The second piece is the city council and the mayor can't accept the salary increase until January.
Oh.
So we adopt it this year. We can't accept it in the same calendar year it's voted on. So it wouldn't take effect till next January.
I see. Good.
Which would be on my 18th year with one raise.
Wow. That's unheard of, I'm sure, in most other professions.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because there's no necessary rhyme or reason when you look around. For whatever reason, elected mayors' salaries do not go up nearly like town managers, city managers.
Yeah.
The town manager of Plymouth makes $293,000.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, they're big land-wise, but population, they're not close to Quincy. Budget's not close to Quincy. So, I mean, it's awkward to talk about yourself, but it's really about the position, the CEO of the city, and the compensation should be better than where it's at.
So, and, of course, for future as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Speaking of ordinances, can we speak a little bit about the ordinance committee vote last night, Mayor, amending the proposal, now making Lunar New Year a school holiday in Quincy?
Yeah, I voted to adopt that on the school calendar,
mm-hmm.
so I support the city council measure last night.
Okay.
I think I think it was learned by the council that we couldn't do a city holiday. That's just not allowable under state law. We're an entity of the state, and the law doesn't allow us to do that. So this was a pivot by the council. I think it was a good move. Clearly, letting their message known to the school committee that this is important to them. As a body, and I support it.
Does it still need to be approved by the school committee, or how does that work?
That's a good question, Joe. I think that's going to be something the lawyers will be looking at in the coming days, for sure.
I see. And what if it were to fall on a weekend? Would it just be a Monday holiday, do you know, or how that
works? Again, that'll be up for discussion.
Okay.
We'll see what develops.
Okay. I know Councillor Liang was quite emotional last night and getting the support for that. So it obviously means a lot to a lot of people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And look, we had this discussion on the school committee a year or two ago. I wasn't as supportive. Mm-hmm. But, you know, looking at it and with the population of our city, what this means culturally, and also the last few years, the snow has not been bad. I was always worried about the calendar going into July because you've got to carry X amount of snow days. But last few years, and maybe the direction we're going with global warming, maybe the snow's going away. I don't know. But it doesn't seem to be, in my view, as much pressure on the calendar by doing it. So I think it's a good move.
Just jinxed us for a blizzard next year.
Yeah, you're right.
40th annual Quincy Senior Olympics opening last night.
Yes. I couldn't be there because I was preparing for the council and made the presentation. But it's hard to believe it's been around 40 years. I remember my early years in government when I became council and aging director in 1988. Appointed by Frank McCauley and Don Strong and the whole crew that was putting that together. It was a fun program, but also very meaningful. I mean, this is a big deal for these seniors to go out and whether it's walking, running, throwing the javelin, bocce, bowling, golf, whatever it may be, swimming. It gives them an additional purpose. Hey, I can do this. You know, let's get out of the house and get out and be active. And that was the message with it. And I think it's been a great catalyst for people to be more active in the later years.
And who won the volleyball game last night?
I haven't got the full report, but rumor has it that the seniors won again. The trick there is that ceiling, that low ceiling.
Oh, sure.
They used to play them there, Joe. That's the trick.
A likely excuse. They are fierce competitors. I would not mess with them, yes.
Yeah.
And, of course, 35th annual Cleaner Greener Quincy just concluded.
Yeah, it was a great day Saturday. Really was. We had the cookout at a pageant and fed hundreds of volunteers. Great work done all across the city. I mean, we have great departments that work hard, DPW, of course, Statue Resources and Public Buildings. They do so much work in beautifying the city, but, you know, we get literally thousands of hours of volunteer labor that day. You know, you had the kids from the schools around their school buildings. You had the folks living near the coastline out on the beaches, people in neighborhood parks. It's tremendous. I believe they filled 9 or 10 of the big 30-yard dumpsters.
Wow.
That's a lot of material,
yeah.
A lot of litter. So thank you to all the volunteers and folks who are out working hard, and certainly to the Park Division of the Natural Resources Department for coordinating things.
Absolutely. Always appreciate your time, Mayor. Great to talk to you.
You also. I hope you get outside, Joe.
Thank you. You too.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's Mayor Thomas Coker, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.